Well, proper public input is needed to ensure that we are heading in the right direction on key matters that affect our everyday life. During the pandemic, we unfortunately weren't able to connect in the same way as we did in the past. In-person connections, in my opinion, are so important. Even though this was the case, this term of Orangeville Council acted and represented the residents in a cohesive, cordial, professional manner. We were able to focus on the current and future needs of Orangeville and accomplished a lot despite the pandemic challenges we faced. Now, some examples where this worked tremendously, the Orangeville Parks Master Plan virtually opened the doors to the public and community organization for input. It was an extensive process, one that has charted a progressive plan that will meet and support Orangeville for the next 30 years. Personally, I heard it loud and clear regarding community safety. I, along with other members of council, were on hand to address these concerns as quickly as possible. More can be done to ensure and improve the safety of all residents, and more is coming. With the financial windfall from the sale of the Orangeville Railway lands, this is where the Orangeville taxpayer can, in fact, provide direction and input. I'd like in the new term of council to hold a public consultation to educate the people of Orangeville about this and how best to disperse and utilize these funds. And I would also like to see how we can embrace our new community members as well. We have a lot of new people who have moved into our community in the last 4 years, diverse, young, and mature, who may not know everything about Orangeville and what it offers. Again, my focus is to ensure the voices of Orangeville residents are heard.